I'll tell you the best thing about this canal, the number of pubs that have sprung up all along the route, many of which have very suitable names. So, if someone says, I'll meet you at the boat, then make sure they don't mean the ones at Edmonthorpe, at Saxby, and of course at Melton. A godsend these places are, because when you set off from the Erewash or Nutbrook Canal, loaded up with coal, to cross the Trent and head this way, that's 5 days here and 5 days back, stuck in a living space smaller than some keep their budgies in, which is why a canal-side inn, with its promise of a drink, a meal, and a blazing fire when the nights are cold and dark, is such a welcome sight. And this is my favourite of the lot. Just listen! Tie my boat up and walk through the garden with a spring in my step, knowing that in a moment or two, I'll be chewing the cud with the other boatmen. About the best place to shoe your horse, the state of the men working the flyboats, the worst tunnels to leg through, and how the toll collector at Melton has a terrible smell of licorice about him, and the largest pair of ears you've ever seen on a man. But, as we all know, this canal's days are numbered. Ever since the train started coming, things have been changing, and it's getting harder to make a living. But nobody expected a canal to end up in a railway company's hands. We all presumed things would carry on, that we'd work alongside one another. And maybe we will. Only making a living will get harder, as it often tends to do. That's why more and more boating families are appearing. Getting the wife and kids to help is cheaper than hiring men. And of course, it saves renting a place that you hardly ever clap eyes on. I don't like the idea myself. When you're paid by the weight of your cargo, there's no room for passengers, and I've got three nippers. But they're growing up now. 6, 7, and 8. So it won't be long before they'll be out here with me, and the wife, leading the horses, working the locks. You want to come in, don't you? To sit down and see what we all look like, what kind of world we live in. But we've no time for outsiders. Gongoozlers, we call them. So, we'll keep this door closed to those of you who spend your days on dry land, wish you well, and have another drink before returning to the water. George, another pint, please.
We're going to keep walking down the road now. There's something else I want to show you. Come on. The flyboats he was talking about were an effort to increase trade on the canals. They were the premium express service, the next day delivery option. Travelling up and down the canals all day and all night, and on Sundays too. Priority at locks and toll stops with fixed timetables to keep. Relays of horses, teams of four men, less cargo on board to keep the speed up. But the flyboats weren't introduced here until 1846, with Sutton and Company running a Wednesday and Saturday evening route to Melton and Oakham. And he was right. More families did appear on the canals as the century progressed, becoming their own community, with their own traditions and way of life. On boats, decorated inside with lace and rag rugs, and outside with painted castles and roses. The children who lived on them rarely went to school, and the families gained a reputation as being outcasts, with many vicars refusing to carry out boating marriages or to baptise boating children. Yet there were thousands of them, thousands of families living on canal boats. After you've passed the shops and just before the zebra crossing by the road junction, you'll see an entrance to Oakham School. We can't go in there, but stop by that entrance and go to the next track. We're nearly finished now.